Hello, today is Wednesday, May 27th, and this is Whitney Crow, Mississippi State Extension Entomologist. And I just want to get on and talk about a couple of things. The last couple of days, there's been a number of phone calls regarding tobacco thrips and cotton. So as cotton is starting to establish and we're moving into the growing, more into the growing season. Remember that tobacco thrips, which is our predominant thrip species, but any thrips, we also have western flower thrips among other species, are going to be an issue from emergence up until roughly the true leaf stage. After that point, oftentimes we're growing much quicker and out of a range of susceptibility. More times than not, our seed treatments that we're utilizing are getting us established, but due to resistance, we're required, more acres are required and need a supplemental foliar application to help us get through that window. And again, we do realize this is an added input cost, but by making this application, we're minimizing that injury, hopefully minimizing the potential impacts of delayed maturity and or yield. The one positive thing that we have about our environment is most of the time, and granted, we can't predict the environment, but most of the time, our falls are optimal enough that if we do have any damage, which could result in some delayed maturities, it doesn't necessarily equate to yield losses. However, we do want to maintain and minimize some of that damage. So as we start thinking about the next couple of days, so about the 10-day forecast, if you're looking at that, it seems like there's a lot of rain. Up until this point, there has already been a lot of rain, several inches over the last 7 to 10 days across the state. And so one of the questions that's been coming up is, you know, even with this rainfall, I'm starting to find a lot of thrips and a lot of damage. And even if you go back and look at some of that thrips predictor models, wouldn't expect thrips damage to be quite as bad, but in some cases it is still very severe. So one of the things about rainfall is it can have an influence on thrips. So a heavy rain, even for a short period, has the potential to kill a lot of thrips and potentially let those plants grow out of them. But in addition to this rain, it also hasn't been super warm, so these plants may not be growing super fast. Ideally, the rain would help us and the cotton would be at a stage that we could grow out of them without potentially making an insecticide application. However, we can't really rely on rainfall just because thrips have the potential to build back up in the field really fast after a rain. And so the key is not to spray when rain is expected, especially we need a minimal period of time. So at least a couple of hours, but in some good situations, rain can help eliminate an application, but most of the time, just like we do with spider mites, it's likely only going to delay that insecticide application. So as we start scouting and we're starting to find damage, we think about making insecticide applications. Be mindful that we've documented acephate resistance across the state in varying degrees. So it seems like the Hills gets a little bit better control with the acephate or the Bidrin type products compared to the Delta. However, it's very inconsistent. If you call us, we're not likely going to recommend either one of those products just because it's so inconsistent. So really our only recommendation moving forward is going to be an Intrepid Edge type product. Also, some of you may have seen or have access to Hemi, which would be essentially the equivalent of Radiant. So either one of those options are going to be your best option moving forward. The nice thing about an Intrepid Edge based product is it is relatively rain fast, so it doesn't need quite as long. If you do decide to go with an application of acephate, because you believe that it still works in your area, feel free to do so. Just be mindful that the longer that product has without any rain, the better off it's going to be. We recommend a minimum of 8 hours, but it's definitely going to be better if it has 12. So just keep that in mind. Keep an eye on your thrips. So while this rainfall may help delay that application, it may not help prevent it, especially with these higher numbers. Also be mindful as we start seeing immatures in the field, the likelihood is your seed treatment has broke and they've have started making those started completing that reproductive cycle. Again, that doesn't necessarily change the fact that we'll likely still have to spray most of our acres, but our threshold is with immatures present. So be mindful of that. Also, I just want to make a quick additional note about Thrive-On. So if you do have Thrive-On acres, remember we're still not recommending at this point making any insecticide applications on Thrive-On technology, even if there are thrips present, which there will be, but generally they're in a much lower number than what we see in a non-Thrive-On system, and you're likely going to have some damage. However, what we see consistently, no matter how bad that damage can be, it bounces out of it really quickly. Once the weather gets more optimal, it's going to grow out of it, and it's going to look almost like there wasn't damage before. So be mindful of that. Don't spray those acres. Be mindful of rainfall and when you're making insecticide applications on thrips. And if for some reason you have any questions regarding thrips application as we start increasing more into this thrips window of susceptibility, please feel free to call me. My number is 901-592-8787, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.